Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Free speech in America is annoying. That's the idea, according to the courts.
There is a civilized way to express an opinion in America, but it does not involve intentionally inflicting emotional distress on others.
We're telling you your stinking theater is on fire, and we will continue to tell you that. We have not slowed down, thank God, and we will not.
The bereaved versus the aggrieved. The Supreme Court rules that a controversial church can create emotional turmoil at military funerals over the church's views on sex and God. In the public sphere, there's no way to wall off controversy, even for those who died to protect free speech, emotions, and constitutions. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of free speech in that court decision yesterday involving the Westboro Church in Kansas. Also, we're following developments in Libya as well. We're going to take a look at whether the pro-democracy movement has implications in Saudi Arabia. We'll be talking with someone live from Saudi Arabia. And also, a workers' rights issue if you're a musician as a worker later on in the hour. Good morning. It's Thursday, March 3rd. Celeste is out sick once again. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. We begin with Libya. Fresh airstrikes in the eastern part of the country as the opposition celebrates its ability to turn Muammar Gaddafi's forces back.
Now we feel freedom running on our veins. Now we feel freedom. We feel life now.
It's the voice of a young Libyan in Benghazi, where there are reports that a national council is now being formed. Western officials want to know who will make up this council, though. Later this hour, we'll speak to Ibrahim Debashi, we believe, Libya's deputy ambassador to the United Nations, who recently defected. Other notes from the region. Egypt's military rulers say the prime minister appointed by Hosni Mubarak has resigned. It was a key demand of the protest movement in that country. And in Yemen, President Ali Saleh has agreed to step down at the end of the year. Not much of a surprise. He's broken similar promises in years past. The United Nations Food Agency says global food prices hit new highs last month, the eighth consecutive month of food prices rising. To Germany now, where the Der Spiegel newspaper reports that police have evidence the gunman in yesterday's tragic shooting at the Frankfurt airport has ties to Islamic extremist groups. The shooter, identified as a 21-year-old ethnic Albanian from Kosovo, opened fire on U.S. airmen outside the airport, killing two and wounding two. Free speech topping the news here in this country. A Supreme Court decision says freedom of speech, no matter how hateful or disgusting, is still protected by the First Amendment. The court sided with a tiny Kansas church that pickets military funerals with signs like, "Thank God for dead soldiers and God hates you." Albert Snyder, who sued the church after they picketed his son's funeral, says the ruling gives the group fresh encouragement.
We found out today that we can no longer bury our dead in this country with dignity.
More on the court decision and on the church group in the center of the issue. Veterans groups denounce the ruling and say they'll plan counter demonstrations to blunt the impact of any future protests by the Westboro Church. The Army has filed 22 new charges against Bradley Manning. That private first class is accused of illegally downloading tens of thousands of classified U.S. documents that later ended up being released by WikiLeaks. The most serious of the new charges is aiding the enemy. Prosecution expected to ask for a life sentence. And in Ohio, a law that strips most unions of collective bargaining rights and outlaws strikes is speeding toward reality. The state Senate has passed the bill. It now goes to the House. And hey, football fans, the clock is ticking on a battle between the millionaires and the billionaires. The NFL's labor agreement expires at midnight. Both sides still far apart on how to split the league's $9 billion a year in revenue. A chunk of change which would wipe out Ohio's deficit, by the way. The players' union is expected to decertify today, part of a chess game opening the door for antitrust lawsuits. Asian and European markets up. The futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,066, 1,308 for the S&P. The NASDAQ starts at 2,748. Coming up, how much is a great album worth to you? Perhaps $0. We're going to talk about an indie label whose business model is giving music away. It's kind of another union issue for workers in America.